100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. It's Sunday on the 100 Word Stories podcast, one a day until the day I die.com. That means weekly challenge day. I post the topic and you come up with the stories. The topic for today is pillows, and we got a bunch of stories in from, well, the usual suspects. Are there any unusual suspects? I don't know. Maybe that's you. Join on in. Come on. It's fun. I think. People keep doing it. It must be fun. If it wasn't fun, they wouldn't be doing it. Okay. Enough introspect. Oh, wait. Got a cat. What do you want? Want to go outside again? Or no, you just want to sit in my lap. Okay. Well, while the cat sits in my lap, I'll let you listen to the stories. Here we go.
Hi, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK. Happy New Year. My story this week is called Outside. It's a kitchen that he's led Pippa into. Ceiling high sash windows reveal deep snow outside, and she blinks against the brightness. He asks her what they need, and freedom comes out as pillows. She doesn't want to be their spokesperson. She stares past him, out of the window at the snow. Escape would be futile. It's drifted, deep, and seems to stretch forever. Something unspoken hangs between them, and she fills the silence by repeating the word pillows, then adds a please. She wants to get back to the basement, back to the others, and away from his stairs. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 924 with the prompt of pillows, I hope. Anyway, here's my story. Scowling, Sabrina crossed her arms like Linoleum Amanda's presence was a personal affront. They gathered around the sinkhole and stared at the Jeep, sitting in the mud at the bottom. The oozy slime wasn't as cushy as pillows, but it must have softened the Jeep's landing as the Black Knights didn't appear to be injured. Linoleum Amanda continued to walk away. "Linoleum Amanda," Bilbert called.
"Linoleum Amanda,"
Lamilda repeated.
"Linoleum Amanda?"
Sabrina asked. Linoleum Amanda turned and shouted,
"Stop calling me that!"
Bilbert scratched his head. "Why? That's your name!" She stomped her foot.
"I know, but it's too long. I wish people would call me Mandy."
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. These pillows are good quality, she thought. The price was acceptable, so she bought them. She placed them in her garden, dreaming of perfect soirees with her super elegant friends dressed in their pricey clothes, smiling fake smiles, dragging along bored little husbands with perfect bank accounts that they spent in perfectly useless facial creams. Ugh, she hated them. The pillows. Good quality. Well, would they endure something rougher? She wondered. Something a bit more. But then she remembered her mother's words. A clean conscience makes a soft pillow. Perhaps she shouldn't have wiped those perfect smiles off their faces. And this is my story for this week up on my blog at lizzygoodcove.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and Happy New Year to you. My stories this evening are called While Sleeping, Not Good to Stop Breathing, and Angel of Death. I remember going into the CPAP store. There was a desktop poster of a guy, 50-ish, gray temples, faced forward, wearing a knowing hint of a smile, and a full Monty mask. I think it was the ResMed AirFit F20. Lots of rigid plastic, giving off a Bane Hannibal vibe that, in fact, lacked the high wattage personality of either. No one in the history of CPAPs didn't look stupid to downright silly. To use a damn thing, you had to vault over this hurdle and embrace you're going to look stupid. So in that spirit, I wear air pillows. Story 2. Major Christine Larson was mentally extremely flexible in abstract thinking, the product of a few thousand years of diligent breeding. Her Count Zero plan terrified the War College. The general consensus of the High Council was this experiment had gone too far. They promptly locked the Major in a virtual reality matrix. From within, Larson hacked the central computer and collectively fried the entire council. Her matrix then knifed through the Emperor's ice field to stand before the throne of Shadas V. "Very successful," quipped the Emperor. This was how Major Christine Larson became Lieutenant Colonel Larson. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
I've never believed you can smother someone to death with a pillow. Let's face it, if pillows were that dangerous, they'd be covered in health warnings, and every time you went to bed, you'd be in imminent danger of inadvertently committing accidental suicide. They also don't work for muffling gunshots to the head. I've tried it, and it makes no difference at all. However, those polythene bags that new pillows come in are a different story altogether. Capacious, easy to carry and dispose of, and totally airtight. Fatal every time. Although, you end up with a lot of spare pillows.
Good morning and Happy New Year. It's Richard, and this is my story on the topic pillows. It's called My Bed. Pillows, magazines, computer keyboards, and laptops. These are all perfectly acceptable surfaces to sleep on, if you're a cat. The general rule is to select a space that will be the most inconvenient and inappropriate for one's owner, and occupy it in a manner that is so cute and adorable that only the most heartless of people would consider a summary eviction. Which clearly makes me a very bad person, if the resentful feline stare currently fixed on me is anything to go by. I won't be long, I promise. And once I've typed this story, the keyboard is all yours. There you go. Until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
Dave is a discerning fellow. Dave shops for pillows by asking the salesperson to lay on the bed. Then he holds the pillow over their face and holds it down until they suffocate. Oh, Dave isn't a serial murderer. He is a buyer for a major hotel chain. People expect a comfortable pillow, but they also expect a functional pillow. And if the salesperson doesn't suffocate, Dave doesn't buy the pillow and runs from the store. And if they do, he orders thousands of the pillow for all the hotels in the chain. From another salesperson, obviously. One that isn't dead.
And there you have it. All the stories for this week on the topic of pillows. If there are any other stories that are mulling in your mind and you want to send them in, go ahead. I'll post them on the feed in a separate post. But if you don't, maybe you have time to generate a story for the next topic. Pester. All right. I'll go ahead and tell you the URL. OneADayUntilTheDayIDie.com. I'm a bit thrown off by this cat that's pestering me. Yes, hi there. What are you doing? And head bump. Yeah, that's a good girl. Okay, thank you for listening and being a part of the weekly challenge this week. And, as always, keep it brief.